sometimes you don't want to go to the gym. Of course, no. But I go because I have a compromise with myself. But I'm not go happy every day. You think I'm wake up off the bed every day happy or with my wife or with my kids? Sometimes I'm not. To mention again, the most important thing is to have a routine. Consistency, not obsession. Good. Don't be like Cristiano, because Cristiano is crazy. Okay. But 20%, 25% is too much. The most important thing, it's the consistency. If you start today, you're going to have benefits in the future. The most important thing, it's the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future, or you're going to be better than other ones in the future. If you are not consistent more than other ones, if you don't do it at something more than other ones, you're never going to be number one like me. And if you want to achieve successful, it's the only way. Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past. I'm really good on that. You understand? I learned by the years that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Because pain, you're going to have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work. Constant work. Constant work. Doesn't matter what's happened. It's going to happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life, and football special.
The level that I am is like in other sports, Formula One, NBA. The best players always follow the best players. They want to be in the top of the game because the other ones, they are there. You know, you cannot rest or sleep because the other one can pass you. Of course, we fight with everyone. With Neymar, with Messi, with Lewandowski, with Higuain. You know, with the top of the best players in the world. So, I mean, this is not fighting, but it's hard, it's healthy. You know, comparisons is healthy, and we fight, you know, to be the best. This is why it's my main point, it's my motivation, it's to be better than them, year after year.
Listen, Cristiano, let's go. Life continue. Past is past, it never come again. The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life. The present, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know.
Yes.
I don't know, you don't know. So live the present. Go back to the gym. Work, because you have more to show. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past, because pain, you're going to have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work. Constant work. Constant work. Doesn't matter what's happened. It's going to happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life.
Do you ever wake up and you say, I don't want to do it today?
I fight against that. You know, it's the big challenge. It's when you're not willing to do something, but you have to do it. This is the main point. This is why I say our mind, it's a box of surprises, and you have to challenge yourself to be consistent. I repeat, sometimes it's hard. It's what many people say, you like to go to the gym every day. Of course, no. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it. Some people, they don't want to shoot penalty because they don't feel confident. Sure, it's okay. I respect that. But Cristiano never will do that. Never. Even if I miss one time, I will shoot the second time. If I lose the second time, I will shoot the third time. I'm not afraid.
Most important thing is not what you do.
Work or talent?
Talent. Talent? If you don't have talent, forget it. But of course, if you have talent and if you work hard, dedicate yourself, you will be much better. But of course, the talent is the main word. If you don't have talent, you can work whatever you want. You're never going to be a great player. But I have to mention talent.
How much do you pay for that? How much do you give for that? How much do you train for that?
Well, it's dedication and hard work. This is my words, to dedicate myself 100% every time to be the position that I am today. Is not 1 year, it's 10 years, 12 years, you know, to maintain my level. It's make me feel proud. As you mentioned, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the number one. Of course, I feel proud for that. But for me, the most important, it's to maintain my level in the pitch, you know, to play good, to score goals, to do assists, to win trophies. And this is what I want to keep continue to do it, because it's what I love to do it, is to play football. And maintain my fans and my supporters happy. You have to dedicate yourself 100%. It doesn't mean how many hours you're training, but the way you're training, your dedication. You can have training only 1 hour, but you give everything for that to achieve your goals. So this is what I try to do it in the trainings, in the games, try to be better and better in my job. And for the last 7-8 years, I think I maintain my level in the same way. So this has made me feel proud, and I will continue to work hard to maintain that level.
When you was in Manchester, I saw you. You knew you wasn't complete. What did you do? What was you doing when everybody got inside, finished training? What was you doing?
I learned to be better and better, to be around the best players in the world. So, but if you make the two things, talent with a work hard, you can be a huge player. And this is my head hitting. And I think I'm in that role.
How you make the balance?
It's easy. When you work with the best team in the world, because I think my team, the guys who work.
You have the best team in the world.
In my opinion, yes. They work hard like me, outside the football. Of course, business is something that I like it, and in the future, I can see myself in that position. But now, as you know, I have to focus more in the football because it's my job. But outside of football, I have a fantastic team, the guys in the specific areas that take care of me, and I'm so blessed for that, and I feel, of course, happy for that because I have an unbelievable team.
Do you look to the spreadsheets yourself? do you go to to ask the managers how business is going, or you are concerned?
Of course, I like to know.
Yeah,
like
you
to
do.
Know. Yes, it's important, and it's. You know, when something have your name, I think you should have interesting to know all the things going on. So, not all about my shoes, but all the products, as you say, the hotels,
blankets.
The Nike products.
Very nice blanket.
By the blanket.
I got one, yes.
The headphones, many things we have. So, of course, we are in the control. As I said before, I have a fantastic team that they give me the information about everything. I'm not 100% worry what the things going on because I trust in my people. So this is why we have a fantastic team, and of course I'm so happy with my team too.
What would you say has been your greatest achievement so far, on and off the pitch? Actually,
inside the pitch.
Yeah,
inside the pitch is always the most important, is to win trophies, because we work 10-11 months. If you don't win nothing, it's empty, you know. And I like to win trophies, collective and individual, because I work hard for that. Outside the pitch, it's to have the family that I have and the friends that I have, and to try to be the most happy person in the world.
How to be number one, how to achieve all your goals. Tell them the secret. Please try to motivate the children and the youth.
Well, don't exist secret here. The secrets don't exist. Exist hard work, dedication. Be obsessed to be something in the life, and follow their dreams. I think if you want to be a football player, or if you want to be engineer, or whatever you want to be, dedicate yourself. You know, work hard. You know, and believe in you. I think this is the main words. Not just a kid want to be a Cristiano Ronaldo, but anything it can be. You know, work hard. I think it's the main work and the dream, to believe in that everything is possible in a life.
Love football.
Well, I remember I always playing in the street. One day my father coming and he said to me, "Why you don't coming for the club when I work?" I say, "Yes, why not?" And I start to play, you know, to have the same routine. And I start. I go to every day to training, and I like it to be part of, you know, a team. And I training every day, and you know, my father was there to help me. Well, in the beginning, I feel that I was different than the other kids.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel, but I didn't even thinking that one day I will be a professional and playing, for example, in Manchester United or Real Madrid, or even in Sporting. I just
play, you know, to enjoy, but I never thinking that, hey, I have talents and I'm going to be professional. In the beginning, I didn't feel that.
Very important for me. I'm always a competitive player. Not just in the games, I'm in the training, I'm like that. In the home, with my sisters, with my mom, with my nephews, I'm always try to competitive hard and try to win. I'm like that. You know, I'm not. I never change because I like this. I like what I do. I like my life. I'm a happy person. So competitive is part of my life. So in Madeira, in Madrid, in England, I always want to win. I'm always competitive person. So it's part of me.
Why make the move from Manchester United to Real Madrid when you did?
I think everything have a beginning and end, and everything. So what I did in Manchester is completely finished because I win almost everything there. So I always try for a new challenge. This is what I try to do, to move Manchester from Madrid. It's not about the contract. It's about new challenge, my family too, close to my family, different weather, the language. Everything, and the most important things, what I move is a challenge, because I really like to put myself in the pressure to see what I can do.
Judge something that they don't know. Of course, it's something that I don't like, but I have to live with that. I cannot change. I cannot change my personality. I cannot change my character. I cannot change my education. You know, I respect the people, but of course I don't agree, because the real people who know me, he knows who is Cristiano, you understand? So I cannot change the mind of the other people. Maybe sometimes in the pitch, I show something that the people don't want or don't like, but this is my kind of way to thinking, because I'm an ambitious person. I don't smile a lot in the pitch because I try to be focused. But in this, in one point, I really understand some people, because, you know, in a life we have always the people who judge us. But I think sometimes this is not fair, but, you know, we have to live with that.
Believe and follow his dreams, work hard. Many, many important people and people who I respect a lot, especially my dad and my mom, always give me, you should respect. If you want respect, you should respect the other people. And this is what I always put in my mind. If you see my career at the last 6-7 years, I'm always a kind of similar level. Why? As I said before, it's a long process. It's a dedication, it's hard work. And for the future, I will try to maintain the same. I'm gonna push myself until my body give me good answer. So this is why I'm enjoying the present, and I don't thinking a lot about the future, because I know the future will be good too. But I just enjoy the moments. I feel good. My body is good. It's maybe the best moments of my career so far, and I want to continue.
Do you think what makes you different to the others, to the next rung on the ladder, if you like, of very good players, is the dedication level that you put in?
I think I'm good, but I think my main strength, it's my mind. I think it's my strongest point, it's my mind. Pierce, the numbers they don't like. If you see during the last 15 years, my level is always kind of the same. So effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want.
Talent without work is nothing, and work without talent is nothing too. So I think the both mix up. And of course I have two. I'm not will say that I have more one than the other one, because if you see my whole career for the last 20 years, my level was high, and this is, as you can know, it's really tough. Not only in a football, but in any area. If you are top
for 20 years is unbelievable. And I do that, and I continue to do that. For me, it's a big achievement, and my biggest motivation is to carry on, to still enjoy, to make people happy, to make my family happy. So for me, I have both talent and work ethic.
The discipline of Cristiano, the discipline is unbelievable. I never see this. The discipline is in another level. I see professional football players, professional, like Zlatan. They all, like a lot of players, they're very professional. They come early, they do all the recoveries and stuff like that. But someone that's been there every single day and don't stop, that's Cristiano. That's Cristiano. Cristiano is every day. You know, some days you can like, I'm okay. He doesn't miss one day. He's disciplined. No, it's like he's a professional, you're a professional. But the discipline to do it every single day, non-stop.
The young boy came to my office, and it was a Tuesday, and he says, "Boss, can I have Friday off?" And I says, "Why do you want Friday off?" He says, "My mother's died." And I went, "Oh, of course, son." Yeah. From that moment on, if a player came to me and says, "I want tomorrow off," I said, "Yeah. Can I help you?" You know, in the case of Cristiano, I knew his father was ill, I knew he was in hospital, and it was important for him to be there. You know, it didn't matter the football club. Yeah. You've got to understand, there's some of the things that are bigger than the football club.
Yeah.
And family is definitely one of them, without question.
Especially when I remember, the thing that I have more in my memory is the time when my father was sick in hospital. And it was, we are in a tough moment of the season because we had important games in the Champions League, in the league. And I say, "Coach, I need to go to see my daddy." And I was a key player. I was a very important player. Yeah. And he said, "Listen, your family is the most important that you have in your life. If you want to go 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, you can go." These moments is what I keep for me because it was the most important moments in my life. And he shared with me. This is why I respect him, and for me, is the best coach I ever had.
It's interesting, that first couple of years of Cristiano, when he was frustrating, did you always think that he would get to the level that he did?
Oh, absolutely. Well, his game, he was amazing, the kid. He was only 17, he's come up for 18, of course, but he was amazing. But, you know, we had all that prepared to bring him to the club. But it was going to be the next year, that was the arrangement.
Yeah.
And Carlos Queiroz organised it with the Sporting Lisbon people. But then he committed to the first team, and he's a sensation. And immediately, Real Madrid, Arsenal were all hovering, and we had to move quickly. Unfortunately, got me in a little room after the game, said to him, "I want you to come back in the plane with us." He's doing all money. The next day, we got a private plane, brought him and his mother and his sister and his brother and his lawyer over, and he signed.
How many people in the world do you completely trust? Completely.
Completely, 100%.
100%.
I'm not going to say names because I think it's not fair, but I will say 4%.
Four?
Yes. 100% trust, 4%.
Wow.
I have a very close friends, family, but who I trust 100%, maybe 4%, 100%.
Brought me to his office, he said, "Patrice, Cristiano Ronaldo agreed 99% to come back. And Gareth Bale, he needed 200 million, and the club refused to give him those 200 million, and now they spend billion."
And what year was that?
2013. I remember when I get out of his office, I was like, "Cristiano is back. Gareth Bale. You know, we're back in business after winning the title and everything."
Imagine those two.
Imagine. So that's what he said. He said, "I need to win more Champions League." Then one morning, I come back in the training ground. I arrive in the dressing room. For the first time, I see the gaffer with his normal clothes, not the training kit. I say, "Oh." He said, "Okay, guys, I'm going to resign. I made the decision."
Wow.
Because my wife lost a sister, he said, things like that. "I know I'm letting you down, but this is a personal matter." And he just went back in his office.
The goal with the bicycle like this one, the way I jump,
against Buffon, against Juventus, quarterfinals of Champions League, probably one of the best goals I ever seen in football. Not just because it's my goal. If it will be another player, I will say the same.
Better than sex?
Better than sex.
Be honest. Be honest.
Be honest. No.
It was, wasn't it?
No, with my Gio, no.
Let's talk about football briefly. You currently have 145 records where you've been most first or only something in professional football. It's a ridiculous number. You're a team player in the sense you love to win big team competitions, but you also love individual awards. They matter to you.
It's part of my sacrifice, my obsession to win, to have success. You know, when I say success, it's I work for that. Talent is not enough. I dedicate myself so much that this is part of me. Records is part of me. I don't follow the records. The records follow me, which is different.
Are you addicted to winning?
Yes, I am. I'm addicted to the success.
Because that's the thing that really drives you.
Yes, I think so. And I think it's not something bad. I think it's good. It motivates me. If something not motivated, it's better, you know, to stop. You understand? The records coming in a natural way, it's different. But when you are close, you say, why not? For example, this record now, I think I had a chance to beat, and it's a beautiful record, the most top scorer in world history.
One important thing, I don't speak after 10, 11 o'clock, I don't speak on the phone. I don't like to speak in the night because it's activate my brain. So after 10 o'clock, don't call me. Even, well, if it's urgent or be some friends, yeah, I'll pick it up. But if it's not, I don't like to pick up the phone in the night.
Do you have more pounds in the bank or more Instagram followers?
It's a good question. Probably similar, I don't know. Probably similar.
I'm just trying to work out how Wayne Rooney could hate you even more, and probably that's the answer.
Well, not only him. Imagine the rest of the rats, they're going to criticize me too.
I try to find with my experience to don't push too much my body when they need to recover, but to find the balance, which is sometimes difficult. I take care of my body since I started to play football.
You like being number one, don't you, Cristiano?
Yes, of course.
I mean, you don't want to be number two, do you? If I sat here said to you, you're the second most followed person
on Instagram, if I will be the third or fourth, for me, it doesn't matter. In my job, yes. Yes, in my job, yes. I want to be the number one.
Fame is a very double-edged sword, isn't it? You know, I know that part of you, I can tell, loves the attention, the adulation, the fame. Being Cristiano Ronaldo must be, for a lot of the time, incredible. Cristiano, let me start just by asking you, why are you doing this interview with me?
Because I think it's the time to say something. And because I like you. As simple as that.
Well, don't say that in public. Well, I like you too, and I appreciate it, because I think that you've had to sustain a lot of criticism this year in particular, probably more than at any stage in your career. And I think it's time to set the record straight and to clear up a few things, not least, I suspect, for the fans of Manchester United. They must be wondering what the hell's been going on.
Oh, as I say many, many times, the fans, I'm always going to say good about them. They are the most important things in the football. You play for them. They're always in my side. I feel that every time when I walk in the streets, the fans come.
Cristiano Junior is 9 years old. He's already a very talented young footballer. We found a great clip. This is after Real Madrid, I think in 2017, won the Champions League at the Bernabeu.
Yeah,
and this is Cristiano Junior showing off his skills at the Bernabeu there on that celebratory day. And you could see, I mean, the flashes here are like his dad. I mean, look at this. Fabulous. The dribble, the turn, the lethal finish.
This kid, it's...
It was like, he's a mini-me, huh?
I think so, yes.
A next big turning point for you, the game against Manchester United at the opening of the stadium.
Going into that game, what were your thoughts going into the game? Was it a special game for you because it was Manchester United?
Yes.
Were you aware that they were already looking at you?
Yeah, because I watch Manchester every time in television. And never passed me from my head, one day I play in Manchester. I never believed this. When I play in sporting professional, it's a dream for me. I say, yeah, it's fantastic to play in the first team. But I never believed in one day I play in Manchester. It's amazing. I remember one day before the game, I don't sleep very well. Exciting for the game. I speak with my friend. My friend said, hey, you're going to play against Manchester. It's an amazing opportunity for you. And I tried to do my best. I tried to do my best and show my football. This is what I tried to do. It's a special day for me, not just because I play with Manchester, but this stadium is new, and everything is a special day for me. I think everything come good, and I'm appreciate. I'm very happy.
Because it was Manchester United, did you try that a little bit harder? Did you put your 100% into it? Extra, yes.
This is what I say. When I watch the games on television, I think Manchester is one of the best clubs in the world. And I'm 18 years old, and it's a dream for me to play against Manchester.
Once you don't like me, but because maybe I'm too good, I don't know why.
Second goal, your free kick, that's almost becoming your trademark, that style of free kick. Have you got a name for it?
Rocket.
Are you the best footballer in the world right now?
I think so, yes. In my mind, I'm always the best.
To be honest, I don't care about the goalkeeper. Talent without work is nothing, and work without talent is nothing too.
And of course, I give 100% to show my football, and everything come easy, come good, and I'm appreciate for this.
Could you believe how well you played in that game? Was the way you played, was that a dream come true?
Yeah, when the game starts, I feel a little bit nervous, but after it's okay, the things has come natural, dribbling, passes. It's good for me, I feel very confident in the game, and I play 19 minutes, and I think I play very well.
And what's the culmination of that dream? I think it was just a few days later, they said, we want to sign him.
No, after the game, I speak. I listened to the boss speak with my agent, and he showed very interesting for me, and I'm very, very happy, and I say, oh, it's amazing. And the people brought me for England to show the academy, show me the club, and of course I say yes, because it's an amazing club, it's different, it's top class, top club.
You know the story that a few of the United players said to the boss afterwards, you've got to sign him, he destroyed us, he was fantastic. Have they ever said anything to you about that, the players?
Yeah, someone tell me. Of course, when the players speak about you good and say, you need to block this player for England, it's amazing, because the players, you know, like the football, like the good players, and the situation, it's good, because a few players say, you need to buy this player, it's a good for Manchester, it's a Manchester United player. And when the people say this, of course I feel very good and feel very proud.
I think the most important is to find the balance. Sometimes I can eat hamburger or chips, well, it doesn't matter, and it's important too for your mind too. Sometimes I sleep 2 o'clock in the morning, because last night I was in UFC here in Saudi, and the main event, it's 2 o'clock. Yes, it's quality of life too. Yeah. But the most important thing, it's the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future, or you're going to be better than other ones in the future. This is my opinion.
My motivation, it's myself, you know. I keep fighting against myself. When I wake up in the morning, I'm motivating to go to the training.
I'm my own medic, my own doctor. I am my mental coach, my nutritionist, my doctor. If you do the right things, you're going to be better than other persons. For example, I take sun now, take 20 minutes, and I know you're going to help me. The sun is good for the body. Of course, if I will be here all day, I will be with wrinkles, will be bad. But 30 minutes, and I feel good. With 36, I'm still here.